Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a blue belt full of curiosity and questions about jujitsu and so much more.
And I'm AJ King. What's my name? Say my name. I can't.
See, I went to Slim Shady.
Yeah, I mean, that could have worked too. That's not my name. I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, obsessed with Jiu-Jitsu and the Jiu-Jitsu community.
I love how you work that into. I feel like, hold on, let me get your soapbox out.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
I'm here for you.
Step up on it.
Yeah, no podium, just a soapbox today. What's on your mind about community?
Okay, so this stems from, there was a post in one of the women's groups about whether or not you would contact your opponent leading into a competition, okay? So let me play out the scenario for you. There's just you and one other woman in your division. And she isn't, like, maybe she can't make it. And she contacts you. How do you feel about it?
Grateful, super happy that she reached out, especially if there's only one.
Yeah. Okay. What if she can make it, but she contacts you to make sure you're going to make it? How do you feel about it?
Great. Then I also know that she's showing up.
Yeah. Right?
It's like you confirm an appointment. So why? Yeah. I feel good about that.
So would you reach out to her and do the same thing?
Yeah, I think I would.
Excellent. Because a lot of people that like I've asked are like, well, I would love if they did that, but I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it, has been the consensus.
Do you think that's a generational thing? Do you think like, especially like the master's women?
Maybe.
Because I feel like there's so few, at least in my division, that I'm going to be like, hey, are you going to actually show up for this?
You know, I was agreeing with you at first, but this conversation came from a group from women over 40.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know, like one of my students, I was talking to him about it and I did that for him at the last competition because he was doing no-gi in Nashville. His match wasn't set until like 5 p.m.
Oh gosh.
And we have a 5-hour drive home, right? Mm-hmm. So on Saturday, I contacted him and was just like, hey, I just want to make sure that you're going to be there tomorrow, you know, like, because we'll be waiting.
Right. Yeah.
And like to wait all that time sucks. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And the only reason he competed was because I had contacted him. Because he was like, I don't know if I'll stick around, blah, blah, blah. But because I'd contacted him mm-hmm. and he said he'd be there, he stayed.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great for everyone.
Exactly. Right. So this post, they're asking, would it be weird if I contacted my opponent? IBJJF doesn't always know, like if you drop out last minute or whatever, they won't update it. Mm-hmm. If you drop out after the change stuff, you're still in there.
Yeah.
So they might still call you forever because it doesn't update.
Yeah.
And so many of the women were saying, you know, like a few of them were like, mm-hmm. yeah, absolutely. Like, that's not weird. But some of them were like, I don't know. I think that's creepy. Things like, it, you know, it's just weird. Like, I wouldn't do that. You know, like maybe if they had a public group, there was even like a coach on there that was like, I wouldn't be comfortable with this. And I just was kind of dumbfounded. And I had already commented once that I was like, yeah, I would absolutely do this. I've done it for my students. I would do it. You know, like I had already like made a comment about my opinion from that standpoint. Mm-hmm. But then when like multiple people were saying that it was weird or creepy or all of that, like, I don't know this person. They're not in my community, blah, blah, blah. I then had to get out my soapbox. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to read you my reply. I put, ladies, we have something in common. It's jujitsu. It's us being women in jujitsu. It's us competing in the same tournaments, which might mean that we are fairly local to each other, which is just more in common. It's not weird. It's not creepy. It's our community. And growing that community is part of what grows jujitsu. And the growth of jujitsu and community can be life-changing for people. I know this post is just about competitions, but it's kind of about so much more.
Mm-hmm.
I was just so taken aback by it.
Yeah.
These are your people.
Yeah.
You may not know them, but this is your community.
Yeah. I also feel like if you've signed up
and you've committed and you're not going to go, you know, for whatever reason, and there's one other person in your bracket, I feel like that's just the nice thing to do.
Right.
Like give them a heads up.
Right.
So they can, you know, maybe get their money back or figure out if they want to move to a different bracket or decide if they even want to show up.
Exactly.
Because a lot of us do have to travel.
Yes.
And it's a commitment. What if they bought a plane ticket?
Yeah.
What if they are taking a day off work? I mean, yeah. I think there's so much that goes into it.
Yep.
That as a member of the community and somebody that wants to be supportive of this community.
Yeah.
Don't be a jerk. Get out of your head and say, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. You know that you're not going to go. Give that person a heads up because they've probably, you know, gotten a babysitter or moved some things around.
Yeah. So especially in this this master's division, you know, most of us work jobs that we have to be at or have kids or, you know, whatever. I remember once being at, I think it was PANS a few years ago, and there was this very well-known grappler, and she had been there for the first 2 or 3 days watching, coaching, all of that. And then on the day when it was time for her to compete, she went to Disney World, which is fine, but she didn't tell anyone.
Oh, wow.
So they were announcing and calling and calling, and it was just like, why didn't you let your opponent know and let IBJJF know that you weren't planning to compete?
Right.
Like, I just was just shook that, like, what a jerk move.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like, let somebody know.
Yeah. I feel like that's just a basic level of courtesy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that is base level.
Yeah.
If I'm not going to show up for a meeting that I've committed to, I'm going to let that person know.
Know that you can't attend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, at that point, it's already too late to get your money back or to not travel or whatever. But at least you're not standing in the bullpen with nerves and warming up and like all the things that go into competition.
Yeah.
And they just don't show.
I mean, you could have gone to Disney World if your person wasn't showing up.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I would go to Disney World.
Exactly. You could have also been at Disney World.
Yeah. I would go to Space Mountain.
Exactly. You could have gone together. I don't know.
Right.
You could be new best friends. You can, I don't know, grapple on the.
Right. I'm sure they would.
Don't do that.
No.
We don't advise.
No. No, that'll get you kicked out of line.
Yeah.
Maybe out of Disney.
Probably. I hate to go to Disney jail.
I wonder what that's like.
Talk about feeling goofy.
Feel like we've gone to a new level in the podcast now.
When we record at 6 a.m., we're just slap happy. But I don't know. I fully understand not being able to compete for whatever reason. You know, like maybe you tripped leaving the tournament the day before and busted your knee or something.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been UFC fights that got canceled because the guy tripped backstage. Honest, like things have happened, right?
Oh, no.
But let somebody know.
Yeah.
I just think to say that it's creepy or weird, we're just people.
Yeah.
We're like, I want to sing like, we're all in this together.
I think there's the flip side of that too, that if somebody was like in a master's in my division and they're like, hey, Jen, I'm thinking about doing this tournament. Are you going to compete? Because if you're going to do it, then I'll do it.
Yeah.
I would love to get that DM.
Right? That'd be fantastic.
That would make my heart so happy.
Yep.
And then that person's not going to be wondering like, oh, well, it's in India. Is Jen going to show up?
Yeah.
Which if you listen to this podcast and know it's how long it's been since I've competed, probably not. But that might be the thing that gets me
exactly
back.
Had somebody contacted you at the beginning of January when they announced the Indy Open and said, hey, Jen, I'd really like to do this tournament. You know, it's really hard to find Master 4, whatever.
Five. Yeah.
Master 5.
Whatever.
Blue belt women. You know, like, would you be willing to compete? You might have been like, yeah, absolutely. And then prepared for a competition.
Right.
Right. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I think it's good to have competition buddies.
Exactly.
Especially if it's somebody that maybe kind of know.
Yeah.
Because I think of all the people that we meet through camp.
Yes.
And if it's somebody that I've met at camp, I'm like, number one, they're my people.
Right.
And if they're willing to come to camp, they probably, I mean, maybe they want to compete, maybe they don't, but at least I'm going to ask the question.
Right.
And find out.
Yeah. That's a, you know, camp has 250 women at it. And we talk about that there will be somebody your age, your size,
yeah.
your, you know, like all of that, your rank, like there's so many women that it gives you that pool of people. And it would be really cool to kind of connect and talk about, you know, like, hey, we're all from, like a lot of the East Coast girls talked last time. And they're like, we're all from the East Coast. We've never met, you know, but here we are together. We should do open mats together or, you know, compete against each other. You know, Katie Hogan will post and say, I'm going to be at this competition. Can I get a match? Is there anybody that wants to come fight me? You know, like as women in jiu-jitsu, it gets harder and harder to find matches. You know, like it's, there's not a ton of us to begin with.
Yeah.
And then as you go up in rank and you go up in age and, you know, for me, go up and wait. Like all those ups.
All those ups.
Make it harder and harder to find matches.
Yeah.
So being able to just reach out and say, hey, I'm going to do this. Are you going to compete? Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Or if you don't want to DM the person, then post it in one of the groups.
Yes. Yeah. We have two women about to compete and they don't have any opponents right now. And I was like, post in the groups. Post in the role model group. Post in Women's Grappling Network and just ask for opponents.
Yeah.
You know, like ask somebody to sign up. Why not?
Yeah. It's not going to hurt anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you might actually get to compete then.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, you know, we also talk a lot, you know, I mean, it's on the back of a lot of our gear and everything for role model, not your competition.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like we'll compete against each other.
Yeah.
But I'm not your competition in life. So why not be a community instead?
Mm-hmm.
We are a community.
Right.
Like, let's build that.
The other thing, too, is it would be nice when I do compete to not have to go against somebody from my own school.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Which is, you know, what those girls are going to have to do if they don't have anyone else. They're not in different, or they're not in the same age bracket, but they'll have to get into the same age bracket if otherwise they have to not compete. I think you're going to be happier in jiu-jitsu if you recognize and you plug in to the bigger community of jiu-jitsu.
100%.
And camps are a big part of that. You know, like competitions. When I talk about competing and all, you know, like whatever reason you got into jiu-jitsu, competition can benefit that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things is like, if you got into jiu-jitsu for community, compete.
Yeah.
Because I've met some great friends through competition. I met Jess Sunier through competition. I'm going to Taylor Biagi's to train. I met her through competition. I met a lot of these people through competing. And
you always have snacks too, right?
That is true.
Yeah. I think so. Jiu-jitsu, competition, and snacks.
And snacks, yes.
It's key. Snacks.
That is one of my favorite things. Most of the friends that I made in the early days, like back in like 2002, I remember being at the Nationals in Columbus, Ohio, because, you know, that's sounds like a good place for Nationals.
Sure.
And I literally brought a suitcase of snacks.
Yeah.
And just was handing them out and making friends.
Yeah. And look at that now.
Yeah.
How that, like we just talked about the upward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those things that with that compounding interest.
Yes.
And that has really helped build the community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snacks.
And when you talk about, or like when I say, when my introduction, I say I'm obsessed with jiu-jitsu. It's honestly not jiu-jitsu. I love jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing jiu-jitsu. I'm real sad when I can't do jiu-jitsu. But the part that I'm actually obsessed with is the community.
Mm-hmm.
We do this thing that I don't want to talk too much about at camp, but we kind of talk about how much jiu-jitsu can change people's lives. And it's a very powerful session. And that happens because of community.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple women say that jiu-jitsu changed their life or saved their life because of the community.
Yeah.
So build that community. Be a part of that community. I'm very passionate about this.
Yeah.
I'm never getting off this soapbox.
I couldn't tell.
The soapbox is mine and I'm staying on it. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. It's never ending.
That's why we have a podcast.
Exactly.
So you can continue.
Yes.
And if you're thinking about coming to camp in July, I mean, I know a 52-year-old blue belt that's going to be there.
Yeah.
Looking for rounds.
Yes.
And my favorite thing from camp last year was people would come up and ask me to roll because I said, come find me and ask me to roll because I hate going to ask people to roll.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is too, like everyone does. Mm-hmm. I mean, not everyone.
Yeah.
But I bet 95% of people struggle to ask people to roll.
Mm-hmm.
So two things. One, do it. But also you putting out there, come ask me to roll is mm-hmm. an invitation that makes people want, like, okay, you are a safe person to ask, because the reason they don't want to ask is because they don't want to get turned down, right? Yeah. It's that fear of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're saying, come ask me to roll.
Yeah.
Right. It's the same as like, if you really struggle asking people, being out in the middle of the mat and raising your hand.
Yeah.
Like, someone pick me, I want to roll.
Yeah. So sometimes it's okay to bring that pick me energy.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Okay.
That's a great time to do it. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, and last year I was sad because there were people I didn't get to roll with. Well,
of course, there's 250 women at camp.
I know.
How many rounds did you think you'd do?
I mean, I did more rounds at camp last year than all of the years leading up to camp.
Yes.
And I think it was because I said in the podcast, come find me.
Yes.
Pick me.
Yeah. One thing I loved, you know, like every time I turned around was I saw you rolling.
Yeah.
Like literally every time I, like there's a break, people are rolling, there you are.
So weird. I was very tired.
For Costa Rica, I really thought my game plan was I'm going to roll with everyone that's coming to Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting 9 rounds in, I think, Saturday and Sunday. No, I got them all on Sunday. I didn't roll Saturday. That was our first day there. Got them all in on Sunday and then fell out of the boat whitewater rafting on Monday and didn't get to roll again the rest of the week.
Oh. So
I didn't reach that goal, but I came in with the intention of it.
And that's a really good story, though.
It really is. Yes. Yeah. I just fell out like an egg, just rolled right out. Then didn't know how I got back in.
Amazing. I'm very sorry I missed that trip now. Very sorry.
Just for that.
Just for that. Yes.
But no, I think, you know, like being able to be a part of the community, make friends, go to open mats, attend camps, contact people, comment on people's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people are asking questions in the Women's Grappling Network or in the Role Model Group, like any of those pages, and you see it and you have an answer, answer. People do care what you think.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they asked.
Yeah.
They need your opinion.
Unless you're being a jerk.
I was just about to say
that. And then don't say anything at all. Keep scrolling.
Exactly. Move right along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the best thing about the Role Model Group.
Mm-hmm.
Is like legit, I don't think I've ever had to tell anyone like, you're being a jerk or simmer down. Like, everybody's so kind and so friendly in that group. It really makes my heart happy. But that's the community that we've built.
Mm-hmm.
Is we are role models. We are a community. We're not competition.
All right. There you have it, friends. Communicate.
Community.
Compassion. Look at that.
Cackle. Is that a C or a K? I'm not good at spelling.
I think it's a C.
I think it's a C too.
We'll go with that. All right, friends, we've been talking about communication, which means we want to hear from you. If you're listening in Spotify, we put a question for every episode that you can comment on, leave us some feedback. You can also leave us 5 stars if you're in Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Smash those stars. I feel like a YouTuber. Smash that like button.
It's aggressive.
It's going to be in my next life. It's my jujitsu.
We are YouTubers, though.
Oh, we are.
Watch our shorts and such on YouTube.
That's true. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have been putting little shorts out there, showing some moves, showing some things that maybe you're missing in your moves. So it's Beauty and the Gi podcast on YouTube. Smash that like button. I feel like I'm going to join the WWE.
All right, brother.
And we are on Instagram at Beauty and the Gi Podcast. And I'm hanging out there at Brassy Broad Jen. I'm also on Instagram at Brassy Broad Jen.
And I'm AJ Klingerman. Everywhere you go, except TikTok. TikTok, I'm role_model. And I'm really aiming for 1,000 followers. So please follow along.
All right. There you have it, friends. Thanks for tuning in. And we will see you on the mat. Beauty and the Gi is a production of the Brassy Broadcasting Company
and brought to you by Role Model Grappling.